דאבנים, כי הם חיינו ואורך יומנו, ובהם נהגה יומם ולילה. כי הם חיינו ואורך יומנו, ובהם נהגה יומם ולילה. זה והרגיסה בו יומם ולילה. זכיר תלין תירו די עיניי. והרגיסה בו יומם ולילה. זה תק אינטרסנט. We have a mitzvah למשל to shake a lulav. אבל השם הרחמון עשנו. You know, he didn't tell us the whole day to shake it. שתרס נחצו, the whole day you would have to shake it. He gave a mitzvah. You have to eat matzah. שתרס נחצו, the whole Pesach you would have to eat and eat matzah. Eat one gazai. And more mitzvahs. And the Torah, the mitzvah says, the hogisa bo yoymon velayla. כי הם חיינו בערך ימינו ובהם נהגה יוימון ולילה. זכיר תלמותי רז יוימון ולילה. נגמור הזוג שואל בן אוכיף של רבי שמואל ולחויסי של רבי שמואל את רבי שמואל. אני שלמדתי כל התורה כולה. מהו שאין מוי עסק בדבורים חיצאים? אפילו שכל התורה כולה, הלוואי אפון, I finished all the curriculum. I'm allowed to go to study something. Amalei b'zman shehu lo yom v'lo laila. If you find a time that is not day and night, you can go to college. Aber chutz from that is over. V'algisa po yom v'lo laila. What's the pshat? It's a chiyuv to learn day and night without no hesed. Chiyuv to learn day and night without no hesed. You're not allowed to stop. I want to be masbir two halakim. Ratzifus and Nesikus HaTayr. Now I'll explain. We know, we see G'day Le'olam. G'day Le'olam. She'en Kedugmosa. See a Chazanish. Try to copy Sefer Chazanish. Just to copy word by word. You will die before you finish the copy. Try to copy the Me'iri. The Bithyosef. Afganstu. Shulchanos, the Zadon Echada, Kesef Mishnah, the Zadon Echada, Tshubas B'Fyoitzes, Shvit, the Tshubas B'Fyoitzes, when the Gans of Tshubas B'Fyoitzes, then Tereh Chavrusa, with the Magid, noch a bit of Zayt, yeah, when I, and you have to understand, it's not like in our days, that you have a piece of paper, and you scramble, you turn the paper, you know, you tipek, in that day, they had to have cloth, with ink, and they write, and they write, and they write, and they write, when they did it, the Yosef written all of the Yosef, all of the Shulchan Aruch, all the Kesef Mishnah, the Chutz from there, he had a time to be a Talmid Chochem, everything. When do people have so much time? And what does it tell us? It tells us nothing. And Torah is a big Yosef. What is the big Yosef of Torah? Retzufas. Oh, the Mazgut. A person is a Meiri, it's a Mefurash a Meiri. A person thinks if he learns 1 hour, Talmid Chochem. If he learns 2 hours, 2 hours. If he learns 3 hours, 3 hours. 4 hours, like the Meiri name. Meiri Mishnah. When a person learns 1 hour, he packs himself 1 hour of learning. When he learns 2 hours, it's already double. Meaning that the second hour is like 3 hours. The first one is one, the second one is worth two from what he learned before. So altogether he learned 3 hours. When he learns 3 hours, he has 6 hours. When he learns 4 hours, he has 12 hours. When he learns 5 hours, he has 24 hours. And when he learns 6 hours, he's already holding in 48. And when he comes 7 hours, he has already 96 hours in his pocket. And if he learns 8 hours, the story of 8 hours that he had in Valoji, so he has 180. It's 196 hours. from 8 hours. So Lama Zogin, Reb Chaim Gadayevsky learns every day twice 8 hours. Twice. So he has 300, over 300, came out 400 hours. So 386 hours, one day. So you learn one day, you learn an hour, you take a drink. You learn an hour, you buy a candy, yeah? You learn an hour, you go to Shmuz downstairs. Then, just take a break. Then, Ben Azdoim, a rest. Yeah? Then you learn a little bit, you put on your head and to understand it, to rest. Another couple of hours, you go out to supper. You learn a couple, maybe 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day. Reb Chaim Gadayevsky in that day learned 400 hours. A person thinks to himself, not that Reb Chaim is smarter 20 times more for me. I'm clever. Reb Chaim is a bit more, 20 times more. I learned 10 hours, he learns 20. Say that. So he learns double and he's smart 20. So he's 40 times has to be better for me. How he became the God of Lador and I stay so small? This is the question. But the answer is, Reb Chaim learned in one day 400 hours and you're holding in 10. There's much more than that. When you go to sleep by night, you take a break. Eisen tail. By night? By night. Tomorrow will be a new day. Reb Chaim, Mamshi, is going to sleep mitech tailor. So by him tomorrow, 800, 1,600, 2,000, 5,000, 4,000, 6,000, 8,000. He finishes the day. When he finishes the week, he's holding in millions. This is 1 week. You have 10 hours here, 10 hours here, 10 hours there. It's not even close. It's not a pele. How Rav Kiva Eiger is so huge? We don't have a soge. We don't have a soge. This is what Tzifus in learning, and the Torah tells us. V'gisa bo yoimo v'laylo ki em chayenu v'yech yomeinu uv'yem nehege yoimo v'laylo yoimo v'laylo. It's the only way to come to the Torah. See, Alamo, the Moshul, the Chazanish said over the Moshul, a person has a ladder. He wants to climb on the ladder. The ladder thousands of steps. He starts to climb. He runs up, runs. He gets to 600 steps. Late by night, he slips down. Tomorrow he will make it better. He gets up early. Mamish with the ganze schwung. He makes 700 steps. It gets dark, he slips down the ladder. He thinks, you know what? I'll wake up a bit early, I'll start a bit far, and I'll take like a run, I'll make it better. He zooms, he gets 800. Kids, he thinks. So he goes to the store, he buys some rope, he buys some little strings, he buys nails, he buys material, blankets, buys a knapsack, puts it on himself, and he starts to climb up the ladder. Such a knapsack, maybe you can make 300 steps a day. And near him he sees this guy shooting up, you know, 800 steps, and then he slips out. 700, he sees all these guys. He manages to make 300 steps. Comes evening, he stops, he takes off the bag, he ties himself up to the ladder. Nails the strings in the side, takes out the blankets, wraps himself and goes to sleep. In the morning he opens and takes time. And again, second day he's holding a 600 and he sees these guys running up and laughing at this guy, stupid guy, going up with a bag. But in the third day already he's holding a 900, et cetera, till he gets to the top. This is the person that doesn't stop. Sometimes at the beginning of his mind, you see guys running, you know. They think that they become the best of guys, yeah? You know that, you can see. We don't have no one with that sack in the yeshiva. But you see that they don't have even a mahalach of a knapsack. You see they're running, yeah? You know that these will not become the gdolim. They're hacking around, they're yelling, they're screaming, everyone thinks they're the best guy. Mochalavatol. This is what happens to a guy that misses. There's no chance. Misses is slipping down the mountain. Slipping down the ladder. There's no chance. Tomorrow he starts from the beginning. Well, he remembers something that he learned. It's no avail to remember. He reads the newspaper, he also remembers. Does machash kentam mitchochem. What he remembers, he heard a shir and he remembers the ideas, he heard the news, he also knows the news. So he knows from the news of Rabbi and Rabbi. It doesn't get him to become a better person. It doesn't get him to become a better Talmid Chacham. We'll never become a Talmid Chacham Aleph. Chazanish brings another mashal. A person wants to drink a half cup of tea. He goes, he buys a kettle, plugs it in, he warms up the water. After 5 minutes, he takes out the water. It's not hot. He pours out the water. He goes to a different tap. Fills up the water, puts it in for 5 minutes. The water is not hot. He says, okay, the Israeli water is very shrach. So he buys mineral water. He pours it inside the kettle. He puts it in the kettle into the plug. For 5 minutes, the water is not hot. Says this deer is a bad deer, it's a bunker, right? He goes to a different deer. Again, plugs in the plug, 5 minutes, the water is not hot. Takes out the plug, plugs it somewhere else. Kids say he changes the yeshiva. In this yeshiva, the water doesn't get warm. The chayin is ready for 3 years trying to make a cup of tea. After 3 years, a new roommate moves into his room, plugs in the plug, 10 minutes, he has a cup of tea. So tell me how you did it. I plugged the plug. 10 minutes, I got a cup of tea. So listen, I'm trying for 3 years to finish Gigantin. Tells him, yeah, but you stopped every 5 minutes. He says, okay, so put all my minutes together. All together I have a year and a half boiling. Why it never boiled? Well, a year and a half is already boiling by me. What the heck? This is going to finish. Why? This guy sounds stupid. When someone tells you, oh, I'm leaving, say this, by night a little bit I take it away. One morning I miss, one shiur I miss, one seder I miss. I go, oh, it's okay, so I'm a good tepacha. Why you don't sound to you like that funny guy? Plug 5 minutes here, 5 minutes here. He doesn't understand. A bacha could come in one day and skip that bacha that's already 7 years in yeshiva learning. And one day he could get for it. This yana knows a bit of ideas to send to the newspapers, the garbage. 10 minutes, it becomes hot. This is the mitzvah of Torah. And this is the reason the Torah told us, Ki hem chayenu, vayirich yomeinu, vayem nege yoyimom v'layla, vayogiso bo yoyimom v'layla. This is the mitzvah of Torah. No different way. Of course, the famous ma'aseh, two Rosh Hashivas written down this letter when they were young bachrim. Both of them were the most illuish of bachrim and their yeshivas. And they were sitting in the roof near the Chazanish's house. They didn't know the Chazanish was sitting in the bottom. And everyone said to each other, I'm the best one in front of each. And some saying, I'm not saying it was a bachur from there. I'm the best one. Now the yeshiva, we know everything is a joke. Ta'ilum Kom asked us, it's so serious, we answer. They were laughing together. It's a game, yeah, we know it's a game. We go to yeshiva, we put on the face, yeah, we're serious. We speak in learning, we have. Well, sufficient rules, we like to read books anyway. And we're the best guys of both yeshivas. Like, they were laughing. They didn't know the Chazanish heard it. The Chazanish came up the steps and he put the hand on both of them. So embarrassed. The Chazanish told him, you know what it's to learn prayer? You learn 1 hour. That's fine. You learn 2 hours. That's fine. You learn 3 hours. You start to get into this again. You learn 4 hours. It starts to be Gishma. You learn 5 hours. You have a mesikul she'in kedugmot. You learn 6 hours. You start to feel like Ruach HaKodesh. And they said when the Chazanish was saying it, they realized how the Chazanish is saying it on himself. I want to tell you a zach. Mo ahavti serosecho kol hayom nisichos. Toivri teira spicho me'al feizor v'chetzer midvash ve'noifes tzufi. Maybe we have I hope we don't have no apikolshim here. I hope we don't have apikolshim. We have to ask them to leave. Allah Baruch Hashem, I think everyone here believes in teira me'ashamayim, and everyone believes that what says in the Tanakh, David HaMelech nishgiven ha'na'al. David HaMelech nishgiven ha'kin. David HaMelech didn't make up stories. If David HaMelech says Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizor v'chesef. He doesn't mean a marshal. David HaMelech knows what is al feizor v'chesef. He's a king. And he says, Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizor v'chesef. Everyone wants to know them godl. People think, what is Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizor v'chesef? Two options. Order to be Bill Gates. Oisho, billions. Or to be Rav Kiva Eger, Bavli Yerushal, Misifri Yisifro, Mechir Tetefte. Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizor v'chesef. I prefer to know Ale Rav Kiva Eger, Ale Gemara Shetesis, Bavli Yerushalmi, better than the billions of pounds of Bill Gates. I prefer Teres better. But that's not the Shkumet to David HaMelech to say that. I think every kid, ask anyone in the world, you could be other a billionaire, other Kolatere Kula, what do you prefer to know? Someone put two pills on the table in front of you. You swallow one, you become Bill Gates. Billionaire. Everything. For sure, not a suffix. You swallow the other one, you become Rav Kiva Eger. No suffix, not maybe. A lot of people are scared that when I become Rav Kiva Eger, they'll be Nishtaya Nishtaya. You take that, you become for sure Rav Kiva Eger. Bavli Yerushal Mitzvot. Out! There's one guy in the world that you know that will not swallow Rav Kiva Eger. I never met such a guy. And maybe we should go in, maybe. Nishtaya like that. Sometimes I'm speaking with David HaMelech, Toiv li teraspicho me'al feizor v'chesef. David HaMelech is saying a person has one option to know kol ha'tere kulo. Kol ha'tere kulo. Everything. But asuya beitrei, he will not know so good. Asuya beitrei, kol ha'tere tafrashi, he will not have. But chutz for that, he will also be a multi-millionaire. כל התירי כולו, בא בירושלמי, עשי בטרי, חוץ מעשי בטרי, אבל מולטי מיליונר. Or, to not כל התירי כולו, מי תעשי בטרי, אבל to be poor all of your life. אבל זה נזמן גם כדי, דוד המלך, תירי בטרי הספיחה. מפור שירושלמי פייס. I think I'm not so sure if everyone here is masking to say that. And when you sing תירי בטרי הספיחה, you have to decide if you're holding there or not. If not, don't sing. Not every dance, you have to mix in. Yeah? I don't know, some guys I take them out because I know they're not holding this. I don't, when they sing that song, some guys I leave their hands. They're dancing with Tazazah, you know. I forget only that. If you'll tell them even with two sugars to be masking from Mavata to have money. If they want to go to a wedding, then Mavata a week of Yeshiva because they want to be in a friend's wedding, yeah? And they're not masking, a whole sugar they're masking to Mavata, I'll be to go in the middle of the man somewhere else. I want to tell you a secret. David HaMelech says, Sufi. You know, some people maybe don't believe that the man was so tasty. I heard. They believe that was very, like, hard crust, yeah? We believe that the man was very tasty because it says, the Talmud is a tichis vidvash. David HaMelech says, the Torah is tastier than Neuset Sufi. It's tastier. And doesn't it see us? It's telling him that it's all about us. You're asking a question, why you don't feel that taste? We'll get to it in a second. Why you don't feel the taste? So tasty. Maybe you feel that if you don't have the kasha. But if you don't feel the taste, why you don't feel the taste? A person has to know. We're asking a person to learn day and night. But you don't understand the mysticus of tale that comes. I'm going to go a little bit lighter. I thought it was a poor story that I never understand it. I heard a ma'aser on Rav Shteiner. He was in America a year, 2 years ago. He went for a trip. He was in Baltimore, Grace Stadt, and he met thousands of people here and thousands of people. He finished his trip, a couple more countries in America, 11 o'clock by night. He came to Rav Salzman, the Shashiva of Israel in Baltimore. He slept by him. Came 11 o'clock. He told him, I didn't learn today. I was only giving brushes all over different places. So, I need a Gemara. And I'll speak to you later. And I learned with Chavrusa for another 5-6 hours. Speaking of an old man, some people, you know, they travel to England, they have to rest on it for 2 days, yeah? Run all over America in his 90s, spoke all over. I think in that day we made a cheshbon, over 25,000 people passed to say Shalom Aleichem to him. Exhausting in Gansu. But you need to learn. I heard this week that the Altus Abner Rebbe, Rabbi Yoilish, when he came to Israel, came once. And he stayed, and so there was a whole couple of following the many horses. They finished everything 1 o'clock by night. and he stayed in Chofetzania, with a hotel there. I heard of the person, the family that left across the street, they had a window that looked into the hotel room. As a career, Genish Narayan gets to the Sharif and as a career. And they, no one knew there that they could see in. The Satmar Rebbe, you know, he said goodbye to all of his Gaboyim, he went to sleep, he locked the door, he opened the light and he learned till the morning. In the morning they came to take him, and again was the whole affair. No one knew the Satmar Rebbe didn't sleep the whole night. And when I was younger, and younger also now, but I was even younger, I was honest, these stories like Mamish took me godless. Today I know it's not a godless. So sweet to learn. Simply take a speak on the Alpha of a Chesed. If you hear Chatz v'Shalom on a Sheget, that was busy the whole day, then from 12 to 6 o'clock, you read a bad book or looked in a movie, you're not going to Mamish is pilot, Mamish is tzaddik. It's a statement. No one is tired. Everyone has time for another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to learn day and night without a hefsek. Without a hefsek. But he's not, we think that he's asking us to be in a kind of jail. If I will listen to this vibe and I will become like that, I will lose out. This is what everyone in different places they Yitzhahara tells us. And the Dochab David HaMelech says, totally, but he's lying. But he meant it's a good zach. Munoifes yekoi yifninim. Mo'ahavti seyosech, kol hayoyim yisichosim, mo'ahavti. Not, I know I have to do it, so I'm doing it. Kol hayoyim yisichosim, I can't. I can't stop. Bichukecha v'shtasho. But the HaMelech stam said it. No, but the Yitzharah has a koyach, a huge koyach, to put a block. If everyone would just do it and miyad taste it, the stores of Yom Yeshiva could close out. No one will stop to learn. No one will stop to learn. It's so tasty. It's so good. You can't stop learning. The Yitzharah has a koyach to tell you, stay in bed. Stop to learn. It's hard. The Yitzharah has such a koyach. He has that koyach. But this is till you break through. Till you come in. After you break through, after you do it, it's masik nidvash. It's lo ye'umen ki yesuta. How sweet it is. How good it is. If a person does it. If a person manages to do it. But a person has to push. If a person pushes, he will get there. If a person pushes, he will get there. But who's the Meister? Forgot about the Gdolim. But he said if someone would be fasting for 30 days and stay up every night and learn, and by Yom HaShloshim you'll be the Yechidus and no one will be with you, you will see Eliyahu HaNavi. So God, I knew the story with names. This is Mamish a couple minutes ago. I thought about this mindset. But I heard the most with the name. So it was a Yid. And he said he's following, I think the Ariya Kodesh was the Alpi, the Ariya, I don't remember. He said he's following it. For 30 days he fasts. Every day, only ate by night a little bit, learned the whole night. He by Yom HaShloshi, like he got into the mikveh in the morning, he learned the whole day, he goofing. By night, you know, he closed himself in the room and gave to Hallel and Koilus is walking and he hears banging at the door. And he opens the door to the Meshulach Dolph because he just came to Shtot, the Imam doesn't have food to eat. Tells him, I have to be on the Yechidus tonight. You know, he's carrying on thinking and learning, not to have a hashtag. And, you know, I pushed him tonight. I'm there, 30 days already. I said, you know, go to the neighbor. The guy comes back and takes a couple of minutes. The guy is not around. Go to that neighbor. Take money, pay that guy, sell him £200, let him to bed. Kids like this, six times the guy made him a sugar. Kids and then the guy managed to sell it. Kids, he carried on until the morning, no one came. Kitzur, he gang up to Dari, you know. And I fast, I never ate, I didn't cheat, I stand and learn. Mish Masiach Da. He told him, So what was the problem? He said, he didn't come. He said, I know he came. He came 6 times. You didn't let him in. He came 6 times the last night. I know he came, but Yuliyahu, I know he came to you 6 times. You never let him in. This is our turn. The Tzahor has a koyach. And the last minute, when a person is already maskliach, he's already there. He gives him the nisayon. The guy says, I have to meet Eliyahu, I will not be machnisayach. This is Eliyahu. He said, not be machnisayach, he missed Eliyahu. And Eliyahu again gave him a chance. 6 times he told him that Eliyahu tried to come in. He never let him to come in. Torah Hashem, Pkudei Hashem, Yeshorim, Mesam Cheilev. That Zayin Azag, Grobe Aptikoyres. To go to do different things, to try to dance in a chasa, to make yourself happy. To be a Grobe Aptikoyres. I don't understand. People that don't believe in it, I don't understand how they believe that Bereish is Bor. If this is not, they learn, and they say it's not like that. So why do they believe that Bereish is Bor if you're like that? I know that. You see him schmoozing in the middle of Seder. By me, it's a topic if he b'chal believes in Hashem. Because if he would believe in Hashem, he would learn. Could Hashem show him something to live? Mitzvah Hashem Boru Me'irat Inayim! No, boss. The Sotan has, if people will taste it right away, they will not stop learning. But if a person pushes a little bit, and he pushes a little bit, and again, I'm all a person, try 6 hours, and he doesn't feel that taste. He doesn't get that taste. Before I came into the Vav here, a bacha came over to me. Told me that he found out on what we're going to speak today. And he knows that we're going to speak in Ratzifus. He put on his watch and he learned 6 hours without a stop. I didn't listen. I told him, I can't speak to you now. But he wanted to tell me that he didn't feel Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. So I could have answered him, but I could tell you different stories. But it's not in this world. But this is not the noise. The noise is Ki menaseh Hashem Elokeichem. What, you think in 1 6 hours this is it, and since then you'll be starting to fly like a malach? So the whole story is to try 1 6 hours. Even Rabbi Yisroel Salanter says that people want to know Shas overnight. So if you go to someone, you want to know Shas overnight, you gotta say for sure. But I also want to sleep an hour or two that night. Tell a person, you could live this night, you will know Shas. But he will try also to have a little bit of sleep in that night. This is the teva of the Adam. The Adam is not masked. But you only have to try. You try once. Kavel Hashem. Chazak v'yamet libecho. V'kavel Hashem. It's not the Gemara. Kavel Hashem. Chazak v'yamet libecho. But there's another v'kavel Hashem after it. The Gemara is darshaning. You try. And it looks not. Hashem what? Try again. This is the way it works in Avodas Hashem. Kavel Hashem, Chazak, V'yamet Libecho. Again, it's supposed to be Kavel Hashem. And again, it's at the beginning of the start. And then it works. But it's Boduk, Umenuse, I don't know for myself, but I know from my Rabbein, and I know from different friends of mine, you mamish could feel, I know what is Gishmak in the Welt also. And this Gishmak is much, much more. It's double She'ein Leishiyo. Kud Hashem Yisholim, Mesam Chilev. Mitzvah Hashem, everything. The pasuk is not. I'll bring you a raya. We daven every morning. Give us gishmak and learn. Teira comes with gishmak. The mahalach of teira is gishmak. Oy, if someone is, if you see what someone learning and you don't see gishmak in him, I'm not so sure if he's learning teira. There's no musik teira without gishmak. Kishroinus without gishmak. Yediyas is out gishmak, yeah. Teiras Hashem is gishmak. Mesam chilev. You go yisot al mitchochim sheroi teach. Oy raiste komerat chabei, zok de gemore. Oy raiste komerat chabei. Kol dvorai ko eish nu Hashem kepati shepo yitzu tzela. All the psukim, only a moshul, so what psukim are emes? If anything doesn't mean kipshuta, so how we know what miyot mean kipshuta? All the psukim and tehillim are coming to tell us it's sweet, it's nice, it's good. Not it's worth learning, you'll be a Talmid Chochem. It's kedai to give up, to be a choshev a yid, instead of enjoying life. The psukim tell us that this is the most enjoyable. The most enjoyable in the world is this. Says Ratzifus and Mesikus. The Hashem didn't say a person could think Bitten about Tshuva comes over. But Gisa Bayem of Belayla, such a hard religion. No more games, no more toys, nothing. Chachmanas, I Chas V'Shalom get caught so strong, I'll be left with nothing. Aber Sipun Fakir, then the Gishmak starts. You understand? We don't understand what you know what is Gishmak. A learning is a 400 hour learning. You know how Shpit Gishmak it is? You the most got to 6, to 12, to 30, to 40. Chaim Kanievsky, he learns hours that are called 400 hours. They're a different league of hours. By him, he's only in an hour 400. It's sweet. It's Masuk Midvash. Rosh Hashiva said over in Shabbos, in Rebbele Lapian. Rebbele Lapian says, Kachi darko shatei lo pas ba'melach teicha al ma'ayim nusru lo tishte ba'la'oretz tisham v'matar isikin ashrecho v'tei lo ashrecho ba'ilo mazeh v'tei lo ba'ilo ma'bo v'tei lo ba'ilo ma'bo v'tei lo ba'ilo ma'bo מתאיסקן אשרח אבוי למזה ותיל לך אבוי למבוא כי מתאיסקן מתאיסקן כך ידעו כשתך פס במלך תך ויהיה מסור את אשתה ולא רוצה אישה ותיל לך אבוי למזה אשרח אבוי למזה ותיל לך מתאיסקן תוק רב אלה זה גשמק אבטרה it's a kind of גשמק that you can't even explain it to a person that never sat and learned. You try to ask someone wine is sweet or sour. One guy will tell you sweet, one guy will tell you it's sour. Sharp, you taste it, you know all of the amounts, how much sweet, how much sour, how much. You know how you divide it, it's everything together. A person that never got to this gishmak cannot, it's like to explain to a blind person what is color. It's not shy. Look at that. Aber imata oisekem, ashrecho be'oilo mazeh. Some people say ashrecho because you don't need nothing, so ashrecho. The Tana says ashrecho. No, it doesn't mean it. Nothing means it. That's the Shabbat.